Blog Talk Radio.
Way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just switch the blame. Kid getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains. Chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
you put a bounty on the head. Poison water in the air, the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us. About the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chain, rip the chain.
Tonight, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and you're on a hot topic tonight. What happened with the blueprint? Who messed up the blueprint for freedom, justice, and equality for the people of African descent across the diaspora? Because they're catching hell in Caribbean, catching hell in Chicago, New York, catching hell in Houston, Los Angeles, California. Washington, D.C. to Atlanta, from Atlanta black to Miami, catching hell from San Diego to Brooklyn, or from Seattle, Washington, black to Atlanta. Don't you know, we're catching hell here if you're the so-called Negro. We're waking them up tonight with Black Power Radio, and I want you to just buckle your seatbelts tonight and lay back, roll up one if you got to, but we want you to hold on. If you had to end of your rope tonight, brother and sister, I want you to tie a big knot and hold on. Don't you know, don't you know, help is on the way. And we have a great help here at the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. And it is simply because we are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, certainly a freedom fighter within his own right. And he came from former, such as Nat Turner, such as the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, such as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself, as well as Noble Drew Ali. I'm calling him the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, as well as all of those that came up and decided to check the opposition. Some say Fred Douglas. Others are talking about A. Philip Randolph. And I mean, they from Joe Lowry to Dr. King. They talk about some form of freedom fighting, but the freedom has never been delivered into our hands so that we can manage that freedom, justice, and equality for ourselves. And this is all what we wanted to do, was to be free for ourselves. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. The most beneficent, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. The master of the day of judgment. It is you, the Allah, who originated the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the originator of the heavens and the earth. It is you alone that we worship, and it's your aid that we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, and those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Let every heart stay together. Oh, find the courage to say amen. Amen and amen Ra to all of our Black Power listening audience, our vast listening and our vast participating audience. We want to greet you in the greeting words of peace. It has been written in Al-Quran in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessings of Allah be unto you. May the mercy of Allah be unto you. And his blessings be down upon you. And his prayers and peace and salutations be with you as we go through this night of Black Power Radio. And we certainly did have an exciting night last night on Black Power Radio. And we wondered, what is it that you are willing to abandon to get your freedom, justice, and equality on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth? Or the one that snake that has bit you in Africa and the snake that's biting you in Chicago is an identical snake. It is the snake from the Shaitan himself. And he said he has no power except which you give him. But you give him no goddamn. Oh, that he's got no goddamn power. But you keep giving up too much, brother and sister. You are willing to yield your will to bow down to the will of the opposition. And we're saying that you should yield your will, huh, to obey the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a gigantic difference in what the Muslims say and what the Christians say and what the righteous, believing, honest, righteous, upright, trustworthy people say and do, as opposed to the imps and the fowls of Shaitan, as to what they say and do. I'm going to try to capture our brother Abdullah's out there. Switch it up to the west side. Give it up. We the east coast. Switch it up to the west coast. We got Dr. Melody's out right out there on that west side. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Power to the people. All right.
All power to the people and Black Power. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, alaykum assalam. I am so grateful that we have reached almost the end of our rope, and today's the last day of the year, so this is very exciting to see the updates and how we're going to move forward in 2022. Such great advice and breakthrough that we have. But our main focus is our Panther Cubs, our Panther Cubs. So what legacy are we to leave for them, where we had started and where we will end? So I look forward to our beloved chairwoman, Janae Cook Muhammad, who actually had this morning put together the original 65 departments of what the Black Panthers stood for, that really created the social construct of community as we know it today. So I look forward to hearing from her the exciting updates that we're going to go through and how we can finally put structure in forward motion. So I'm really, really excited to hear what our Panther audience out there, contributions for us to move forward in. So this is going to be a really exciting show today. So let's hear out. If Brother Abdullah is there on the line, definitely let's open up the phone line so we can let our audience come and participate and tell us what they think the new year will bring and what they are willing to abandon to move forward. Black Power?
Yes, Black Power, Black Power.
Yes.
Okay, Black Power. I just cut him from coming off of a hook with our beloved brother is in the audience, and he is live with us from behind the wall. This is our beloved brother Abdullah, who is in New York Corrections, and he will drop a few lines as well as giving us the greetings. I hope he's still there with us. We saved the call, I think. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to Brother Abdullah out of New York City. Black Power?
Black Power, wa alaikum assalam. How's everybody doing? Black Power to the Minister of Justice. Black Power to every comrade in the United States and internationally. And Black Power to Comrade Quran and Brother Shabazz and Kareem that's out there in New York.
I can see Kareem. I can see him out there. I think I can see him. Yeah, he's right out there. You're talking Shabazz, right? The New York
Shabazz.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my brother.
I mean, upcoming attorney Shabazz, an awesome real attorney Shabazz out of New York City, out of the belly and bowels of antiquity and out of New York City and Boston. We're going to bring up some Shabazz live with Abdullah. Let's see if we can get him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Shabazz is here at the 646. Black Power.
Black Power. Assalamu alaikum. Hey, brother, can't wait till you get home, man.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir.
Brother Abdullah, when he was in the tomb together, Brother Abdullah passed the signs to me, and I took it to heart and ran with it. He was pulling me from the walls of hell and get rid of all temptation and all vices. Not going back in there. There's too much work to do out here.
Go ahead.
That's right.
I caught that out of the corner of my eye, Shabazz. I see it, Abdullah, and I said, man, he said the name. And I looked and I said, man, maybe that's it. And we hit a strike, a home run, a touchdown. What did we get that time? We got the three and hit the bottom of the net. And I just said, Black Power to all brothers. Black Power to all of our folks, all of those brothers that are there. They're striving, they have running programs behind the wall, they're writing programs, they're all active. Look out. We talking about getting your freedom, man. Any man that sacrificed for this Black Panther that has done any form of work that brought it full circle, I have to bear witness on our beloved, honorable brother. I don't know if our national security advisor. So when you see NSA on a name out here today, you already know we're talking about the honorable Stephen Biko Muhammad. We want to call him the Honorable Stephen Biko Farrakhan Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Know he up in there somewhere. Black Power?
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Ground sound with the black.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Ground boots on the goddamn ground. Salam alaikum. Black power. Black power.
Yes, sir. Walaikum salam. I want to say tonight that I want us to remember those comrades that are locked up, those comrades that are being detained. Understand this, man. The brain thrust of the movement historically has come from the inside. So we have to respect those brothers and sisters that are behind the wall. We have to give them as much encouragement and support as we possibly can, being mindful of the fact that they are under blanket oppression, blatant blanket oppression, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want to say to Brother Abdullah, brother, you're doing a marvelous job and marvelous work behind the wall. And I want to also thank those brothers who are on the ground in New York City, giving support to those comrades that are behind the wall in your state. Keep on doing exactly what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And don't believe for 1 minute that it's not recognized. We recognize the work that each and every one of you are doing. We also recognize the level of stress, the level of oppression, the level of repression that each one of you are under while you're doing that work. And I want to say this. I was asked a question today about the new Black Panther Party radio show. The question was, why do we put Allah's name in this? Why do we put Allah's name in that? Why do we say As-Salaamu Alaikum? Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Why do we do the other? Let me help you understand this. Every Panther, every Elder Panther, when the Panther Party fell in 1983, when it fell under Elaine Brown's leadership, those Panthers that were behind the wall, each and every one of them accepted a spirituality to buttress their revolutionary fervor. There was no revolutionary who was a principal revolutionary that didn't have a spiritual core. Each and every one of them had a spiritual core. Some of them put their spirituality on the forefront, and some of them practice privately. But understand this. You don't have a revolution if you remove God from the equation. Let's be clear about that. Every revolutionary movement that removes God from the equation and remove a spiritual outlook from the equation failed and failed terribly. Let us be clear about this now. We say As-Salaamu Alaikum because As-Salaamu Alaikum is a greeting where we are asking that the supreme peace of God himself be upon you and your family. We say Hotep because Hotep is a ever-abiding peace that we are saying from an African-centered perspective, hoping that the ancestors themselves would send you a degree of peace that can never be removed from you except you remove it from yourself. When we say free land, we are saying exactly what we mean. Because there is no revolutionary independence, there is no liberation without land. And the only way that we're going to acquire land is that we make the oppressor free the land up for us to take it. Point blank, period. So stop with the naysaying. Stop with the trying to find excuses. Stop trying to find little things to pick at. That's counter-revolutionary. It's counter-revolutionary. Behavior is a counter-revolutionary mentality. As a matter of fact, it's a plantation mentality. You don't want to accept anything except the slave master approve of it. We got to get away from the nigger shit. Get completely away from that nigger shit. Always seeking the master's approval before we do anything. And we don't want to say anything that may not be politically correct by westernized standards. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm, Dr. Huey P. Newton, Sister Sophia Bakari, Jaleel Muttaqin, Matula Shakur, Imam Jamil El-Amin, they will all bear me witness that God has to be at the center of your revolutionary struggle or else you will burn yourself out. When you have no more energy, when you have no more drive, you turn to God and ask him for that second wind. You don't get up in the morning and put your boots on and hit the pavement, except it be by God's permission. Let's set the record straight. There is nothing in the 10-point program. There is nothing in the ideological construct of the new Black Panther Party that ousts this religion. So if you are a part of this new Black Panther Party, you should keep your mouth quiet when it comes to interfering in the will of God. And understand that you have no party. You have no panther, except God allows it to be so. I'm not out here of my own accord. God freed me. Let's set the record straight. Others put in the work. That's because God guided them to do so. But the ultimate one who released that shackle was God himself. So I can't remove God from the equation. Look at the society that we live in. The society that we live in is morally decadent. It is morally corrupt. There are no values. There are no principles. Why? Because God himself has been removed from the equation. Everybody want to do what they want to do. We live in a generation where I'm doing me. I'm doing me. What the hell is that? Your people are dying wholesale in the streets, but I'm doing me. I don't need God. What the hell is God doing for me? But the minute your ass is behind that wall, in that cell, in that cold night, when it's just you in that cell by yourself, I've heard them cry out to God. Some of the most hardened of them cry out to him. God, if you just get me out of this, I swear I won't do it no more. Lord, have mercy, please get me up out of this, or when that bullet hits you. God is the first one you cry on, and after that, somebody call for help. Somebody call for help. Oh, Lord God, get me through this. Please get me through this. Don't let me die. But you want to remove God from the equation. Don't think that you are bigger. Don't think that you are bigger than God. All that did so has failed. This is not a charismatic cult convention. This ain't the field for a popular personality poll. This is not a goddamn cult. We ain't establishing no cult following. We are producing leaders. We are producing thinkers. This ain't no dictatorship. So let's be clear about this. We are building a structure. The imam said something to me yesterday, and it resonated with me. He said, when you're building a house, and you're laying the foundation, and a board buckles, and it can't stand the weight that's being placed on it, you don't destroy the whole structure. You just replace the board. We need to stop trying to reinvent the wheel and put people where they need to be put at, replace things that no longer fit, and let's get the work done. Ain't no time for bickering. Ain't no time for feelings. Take your feelings out of this. It's too much I feel like this or I feel like that or she said this to me or he said that to me. Stop that juvenile bullshit. Cut it out. Like I said, our people need us collectively. So we have to work together to achieve purpose. We know what the vision is. We know what the goal is. But we know that each one of us has to be on the same page in order to achieve that goal or meet that goal. We can't do it if we always infighting or nitpicking about little petty stuff. This revolution ain't for everybody. I'm going to tell you that right now. Khaled told that a long time ago. Everybody ain't cut out for revolution. Niggas don't want revolution. Niggas want assimilationism. They want to be integrated. Akbar said, are you ready to separate? Are you ready to do what it needs to be done to establish self-government? That means that we have to break away from something. We got to break away from where we've established a comfort zone and our oppression. Our people have produced a plantation psychosis. And we are suffering from a Patty Hearst syndrome. They call it Stockholm syndrome. Where we've fallen in love with oppression. And the minute one comes along with a blueprint to free us from that oppression, we look at them through a suspect lens. Because we don't value ourselves. We look at ourselves through our former slave master's eyes. It's now time for us to reclaim what belongs to us. That's like when we go through the street, we say, whose streets? Whose land? That's because we are reaffirming the fact that it belongs to us. We are reaffirming that fact. It belongs to us. We're not going at his table begging him to give the land to us. We letting them know we're coming to take what belongs to us. We ain't going to them on bended knee, begging them for a handout. That's why it is essential for us to qualify, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we have to qualify for self-government. That means we got to teach, we got to train, we got to go on maneuvers. We got to understand the terrain that we're fighting on. We lose at every turn because we don't understand the terrain that we're fighting on. You're trying to fight the enemy on his battlefield. Draw his ass to yours, where you'll have the decided advantage. Stop trying to fight him on his terrain, on his battleground. You will lose every time. Draw him out in the open. Make him expose himself. That's how you win. Constantly exposing the tricknology of the enemy. That's how you win. But you have to be wise enough and knowledgeable enough to draw him out. We spend too much time on frivolous things, things that have no meaning or purpose. We have a blueprint that is a solid blueprint. We have an ideological construct that is a solid construct. All we got to do is work the program, man. All we got to do is get out here and work the program. It's solid. It works. We just got to get out here and work it, man. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. My. Now, Stephen Biko is fired. I hope you all are fired up. Just before I went out to Dr. Mello Desire, let me see if this guy is who it is. I see an 832 down there. Now, I just wanted to see if it is. Is this Houston, Texas? Do we have Texas on the line? Houston at 483? 832-483. Is this Texas on the line? Black Power? We happen to have him in the loop if that is Texas. Texas at 832. 832-483. We wanted to greet you if you're there, Texas. Black Power?
Black Power. I would love Texas.
Let's see, Black Power. That's Black Power coming out of New York, coming out of D.C., Atlanta, Los Angeles. And I was trying to see if that was Texas on the line. But they may be away from the phone. But press 1 if you desire to speak. At 832 is not on the line. 832-483. We will get Black with you. Are you there, sir? Are you there? At 832. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Someone say something.
Bring him out. Come on, brother. Sister, come on.
That line is blazing. I know Stephen Biko Farrakhan Muhammad lit it up. But y'all got to remember, he's a former national spokesman for New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So he ain't afraid of no mic. He ain't afraid of no ghost. And one of the main reasons, now, people talk a lot of stuff. There are two reasons why he ended up 6 months away from us, but come back stronger. See, this is what we're trying to tell you, that a setup is sometimes just a setback, but it could well be a setup, so you can make a stronger comeback.
That's right.
That's what we've been doing, to make it stronger. Right. All those little obstacles in the past ain't made us nothing but stronger and stronger. And one thing that he checked the goddamn opposition in North Carolina, we checked those bastards when they murdered a black man down, and we went in on them. And they held a grudge. The whole state of North Carolina held a grudge on Stephen Biko Farrakhan Muhammad. But justice wouldn't allow them. The divine power of Allah, Supreme Wa Ta'ala, you tried with God. I'm a Stephen Biko and Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar. We're not going to try it without God. But we know God is on our
That's
side.
Right.
And I'm telling you
That's
straight
right.
up, the only nightmare the opposition, yeah, you said, well, Zulu, yeah, he might have set us up on one level. But them crackers in that North Carolina state government put up every stumbling block, every obstacle they could to block the progress, to block us from freeing our soldier that was in captivity behind the walls of the opposition. And we went on, I was down there climbing the walls down there, in Pitt County, down in Greenville, where the old wooden tooth, William Pitt, the master racist, he was more hardcore than Andrew Johnson and Donald Trump put together. You could put Giuliani, Clyde, Hal Turner, John Hannity, and 10 more crackers like Bannon and Rank. You could put them all together, and they won't equal one William Pitt. He made sure that was the pits of hell in North Carolina. Oh, but we broke those pits of hell, and we rose up against the goddamn opposition. Took a strong, hardline position against the goddamn opposition. And we don't give a damn about no cracker by the name of Uncle Sam. We got quite a few of y'all online tonight, but I want to yield this mic and allow our doctor, Melody Zahn, working a piece for the youth. And this is where we got to turn this leadership over to the youth. So when you pay careful attention to what Dr. Bella Desire is going to review some things with some of you, but it will be brand new to many of you what she has to discuss and present tonight on the black youth and how we're going to turn this freedom, this justice, and this equality over to our curves. This is all, again, about the curves. Assalamu alaikum and black power to our Dr. Desire.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power.
So we are looking towards May 22nd. I'm sorry. Is someone ready to speak or?
Okay, you might have missed
your. Okay, I thought somebody was on the other line.
But definitely, if we're turning it over to you at this point to explain the youth position and the program that you're setting in place to again to gradually bring the youth towards the center post. With the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, and with all of those elements that are contributing to vocational trade, to home economics, and the things that we know made us successful, this is what Dr. Desires made, graphs and charts and all types of what you call flow charts, and then have the professional spin on everything that makes it a well-rounded program for any youth or any adult that decides to become involved with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Black power?
Black power. All right, so 2022 is going to be year of recruitment, and so this is very, very exciting. So our Director of Community Programs, Chairwoman Janae Cook Muhammad, she had sent us this morning 65 departments that have started from 1966 to 1982. These are the very same departments that we want to re-implement into our respective towns that we live in. So we're going to go to a call to action afterwards, but this is going to take a minute because I want to go down the list of all 65 departments, which will be very quickly. And as a member of the new Black Panther Party, each member, if you need something that relates to your skill trade or something that you want to do, please encourage you to reach out and email newblackpantherdc@gmail.com. Again, our community programs director, Janae Cook Muhammad, is responsible for getting the people who want to be part of each department that they choose. You can pick more than one, more than Mary. Do encourage Please, Black family, to really look and develop each department that you feel is your best strength. And there's always room. There's a job for everyone to do. There's no little eyes, no big U's. So definitely get involved and really work that department so as a collective it can grow into the new system that we are working to build. Now, in 1966 and 1982, the Black Panther Community Programs, which was services for the people. One of the main programs that is thriving right now, that is current, that actually helped our Howard University students was the Free Food Program. The Free Food Program was essential because that is what actually started in Oakland with the schools, lunch or breakfast. And so the Black Panther Party implemented the free food program to the point where it is actually part of today's educational curriculum. So it's important that we continue to have students who are less fortunate, who are unable to afford healthy fruits and vegetables, just basic nutrients for the family. This is always something that's in great need. So we do thank the Free Food Program for continuing to strive and work very diligently to this day. Now, the first department was Alameda County, since this is where it started, a volunteer bureau work site. So this would be a work site where you would gather your local groups you know that want to volunteer for any of the service programs that the new Black Panther Party has to deploy. So it has to be a location to start off with a volunteer bureau work site. Now, Brother Alfred Cisse, our Sierra Leone chairman, actually is looking at an office space currently to do just that. So we're off to a great start with our brothers in Africa who is looking towards this headquarters. Now, about this headquarters, it's going to be kind of hard to maneuver the rest of your department. So make sure that you identify land, as Biko has mentioned, in your area that would be great for the local office space for a volunteer bureau work site. The second one is benefit counseling, which is self-explanatory, where we can coach and counsel new members or members who have any issues. That'll be a great benefit as well. Also can be used at the headquarters. The third is the Black Student Alliance. Focuses on university and schools, educational systems where student or educational institution that has a student club needs one based on Black Student Alliance. And there are many of them that exist in these universities, but as we know, anything that's assimilated in this system is either watered down or is overseen by non-Blacks. So we want to have an exclusive alliance for our Black students in elementary, high school, and university level. Number four, which is also very important, a child development center. Child development center, that's one of the agendas in this upcoming Build Black Better bill, as we've been hearing. I think it's about $600 million that they are putting aside for child care. But we all know how, depending on this government, how the results for Black people and the money going towards Black communities, how child care is really on the bottom of their list. So to develop our own child development center is essential for our training of our upcoming Panther Cubs. Number five is a consumer education class. Number six is a community facility use, and also that is self-explanatory, a youth center for facilitating any activities which is community-based. Number seven, a community health classes. And as we know with this COVID, how health and nutrition is essential, Black family. Black seed oil, sea moss gel, wheatgrass powder. These are the basics that many of us have been using to keep our health and immune system in check. As we know, this vaccine has nothing to do with anything good. So we want to make sure that we deter from Western medicine and continue our natural herb and remedies. Number eight is Center for Independent Living, and that is according to the area that you live in. East Oakland had their own center, but where you are, independent living to empower those with the tools, as we have done, to make sure that they can branch out on their own and start their own group in an area that is needed. Many, many locations in the United States are void of resource groups, and so therefore no one has anywhere to turn to. So we must develop an independent living branch. Number nine, community pantry. And again, this is the top of service to the people, free food program.
You have 1 minute left.
Okay, Brother Abdullah has 1 minute left. Does he want to say anything before I disconnect?
Yeah, I'm going to say black power to y'all, and I'll see y'all real soon. Black power.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
We look forward to seeing Brother Abdullah, a very, very essential soldier in this field. All right, so
yes.
Number 10 is Drug and Alcohol Abuse Awareness Program.
The caller has hung up.
And this is essential due to the increase of meth, which is actually easier to get than cigarettes, which is harming our young people more than ever. Unfortunately, music plays a big part in promoting the use of drugs, and so we must have rehabilitation centers to combat that. Number 11, drama classes, and this goes along through performing arts. Now, here in Los Angeles, we have an organization called the Kingdom Warriors Foundation, and we started in 2013 focusing on homeless youth, and we use performing arts, drama classes, theater arts, for them to learn how to communicate, to create their own plays, and a lot of our young people who were very depressed or had a learning disability, after they were able to create their own plays, within a year, they were writing essays, they were communicating well above a lot of the students. So performing arts and drama is important as a way for us to communicate, coupled with music. Number 12 is disabled person services, transportation and attendance. And, of course, to many of our disabled individuals, they need extra special care. Those who are wheelchair-bound, those who have to walk with a cane or a walker, need extra special provisions and resources because a lot of people who are wheelchair or disabled still want to work in the revolution, and they must be given the resources for them to do so. So a disabled person's services, transportation, and attendance is essential for this work. Number 13, a drill team. Number 14, employment referral service. As we know, employment and jobs is not something that's really needed as much. There are a lot of jobs out there, but job training is important. A job is not good if a person does not know how to write their resume or they do not know how to do a job interview correctly. So many of our young people especially need that type of training before they even look for a job. So an employment referral service is essential. Number 15, free ambulance program. Number 16, free breakfast for children's program, and this goes along our free food program as well. Number 17, free busing to prisons program. And as we know, our brothers who are temporarily incarcerated definitely need as much visitation and support as we can get, but many families aren't able to do so. So we definitely need to implement a free busing to prisons program to encourage our brothers in the flesh where they can know that they have a team and support beside them. Number 18, free clothing program. Number 19, free commissary for prisoners program. Again, that goes along with the free busing as well. Number 20, free dental program. Number 21, free employment program. Number 22, a free food program, which actually is the title of this. So a free food program is our main concern concerning nutrition and health. 23, free film series, which is also a arts rehabilitation department. So film and music, television, creating our own Black empowerment. Black empowerment media is very essential. And Black Power Radio is only one way that we can disseminate important information to our audience, but What will couple of that is creating our own films and commercials and videos, how we can contain the spirit of Black empowerment. Number 24, free furniture program for those who need to furnish their homes. Those who just got housing may not be able to afford the essential appliances and furniture. So that is a definite need as well. That coupled with our health clinics. Number 26, free housing cooperative program. Now, this is essential due to the affordable housing crisis we have nationwide. This is why one of the questions we're asked was, what is the housing entity in your state? Every state has a public housing entity, and this is where they control the funding, especially to build permanent housing. Now, here in California, I mentioned there is a group called CEQA, C-E-Q-A, and they are the California Environmental Quality Act. And this is a group of white people, literally older generation, that has stayed and blocked their neighborhoods from new housing and from people of color to move in. And because they have been unchecked since 1972, they are the primary reason why majority of homeless or low-income areas, neighborhoods, which are black ran, are below par. And this is why we have to destroy this system of groups of people blocking housing. And the only way we can do that, family, is if you know your housing structure in your neighborhood. The federal housing, the government say that this is government land, all of that is what they say, but that doesn't mean it's actually true, which is why you've got to do your research and dig. And whatever state that you're in, if you connect, if you email I or Janae with the resources that you find in your neighborhood, we can navigate the right hierarchy in your state. So if there's a huge piece of land that you feel is being blocked by either your state or your local county or councilman, city council person, then we can go around that, because there's always loopholes in these clauses that they have made up to prevent us from obtaining land. This, I tell you, Black family, I guarantee you, we can bypass all of these rules and regulations that they place upon us if we ask the right questions. So housing cooperative is important. And also to invest in the property that you have discovered, the group of people that you're working with in your town, for them to personally have an investment in it. So if you want to build a 52-unit affordable housing apartment complex, that you'll have four or five of you collectively pooled together, and it's not necessarily funding. It's mostly gathering information. The paperwork that is drawn for that property you have identified can be purchased without no money down. It really is about filling out the complex paperwork and providing ownership. And as our national security officer just mentioned, Brother Vico stated that land ownership is obtainable if you ask the right questions, if we poke the belly of the beast. And believe you me, they're on their last leg. So now is a great time for us to simultaneously identify these properties and go head on and obtain them and own them for our own. Number 27, food cooperative program. Number 28, free optometry program, goes along with dental. Number 29, a community forum. Number 30, free pest control program. Number 31, free plumbing and maintenance program. Number 32, free shoe program. Number 33, GED classes. Number 34, geriatric health center. Number 35, the GYN clinic, OBGYN clinics. Number 36, Home Safe Intercommunal Youth Institute. All right. So this also is part of the Policy Training Institute that we have in Haiti. And our children in Haiti, 30 students that we have in total, have been working on the Haitian Constitution. And so they are very, very encouraging for us to do so here as well. Number 38, junior and high school tutorial program. Number 39, legal aid and education. And number 39, legal aid is very essential, Black family, because the legal loopholes that they put upon us is astronomical. They put on laws and create their own laws in every state that is contrary to the Constitution. If we were to uphold the Constitution, which didn't really have Black people in mind anyway as human when they considered that the states that create their own laws are illegal in itself because they have been operating contrary to the Constitution for so long. So if we have legal aid and experienced attorneys to give their time and give legal advice, those who are knowledgeable in judicial system should be stepping up to the plate to help our brothers and sisters who have current cases. This is so essential. A little knowledge of the law goes a long way. But when it comes to filling out paperwork, and this is what attorneys make a lot of money on, is because they have to fill hundreds of hours of paperwork that we sometimes cannot do. So if we are able to know how to do this paperwork with the knowledge of these trained attorneys giving classes to those who really want to know how to file their documents, this is a definite need. Number 40, legal clinic and workshops. Number 41, Laney Experimental College Extension Site. And again, this was pertaining particularly for a particular area in Oakland. So the Experimental College Extension Site would be obtaining in your area. Once you have a community center built, then you could extend it to a college extension site, which will be focusing on Black student unions and the student way of life. Number 42, legal referral services. And this also goes together with the legal clinic. You want to be referred to the proper party or the proper courtroom or judge. If you need to file a new case, you need to be referred to the appellate court or the Supreme Court or Article III court, whatever court you need. This is essential services. All right, we're halfway there. 43, liberation schools. 44, martial arts program. And we all know how essential martial arts is to self-defense. Number 45, nutrition classes. Number 46, community learning center. And in particular, the area that you live in is essential to have the name bearing the city and then the community learning center, CLC, after that. Number 47, outreach preventative care. Number 48, program development. Number 49, pediatric clinic. Number 50, police patrols. And police patrols, we're going to pause right there for a second. Now, we all know law enforcement and how it derived from slave patrols. We all know the police brutality and how they are given a job to continue to exterminate us. Now, when it comes to police patrols, this is the strength of the Black Panther Party, is self-defense. So when it comes to military anything, this is our forte. So we must step forth when it comes to creating police patrols. This should be the first thing we should be doing as we speak, to form a location where we police ourselves, to have a police sergeant, to have a chief of police, and to have lieutenants under him, the same structure that the U.S. government has with law enforcement. The Fraternal Order of Police is the highest order of law enforcement in the United States. This is the same caliber that we as Panthers need to form. And so it's very essential if you have military background, if you have arms background, that you need to really be leadership when it comes to creating our police patrols. And once we have the police patrols in place, we don't have to call 911 for anything in the world. We can take care of it in-house, and that will be the greatest day of freedom when we have that in place. Number 51, seniors against a fearful environment. And this is where we've got to protect our elders. A lot of our elders are left without support. A lot of the kids, grandkids may have neglected or left them. Right now, we've got to put our seniors in the forefront and make sure that everyone is taken care of. If you have a lady, a senior that's living by themselves nearby and they don't have food, I know our free food program does that a lot, is to take care of the seniors who are immobile, who cannot come out the house. We must, it is one of God's commandments that we must take care of our elders. So if we are not doing this right now, then shame on us. But I know for a fact that we are, but we must do it to a fact where all of our seniors are taken care of and they are in need of nothing. 52, Safe Club. Number 53, Sickle Cell Anemia Research and Foundation. And as we know, sickle cell disease is a high rate that's killing us as blacks. Sickle cell doesn't really affect any other race than ours. So we must have a center, a laboratory, a research center specifically dedicated to sickle cell anemia. Number 54, Son of Man Temple, which it becomes a community forum by 1976. So this was a dated department in that specific area. Number 55, sports. So, of course, sports is an essential pastime. It's an entertainment pastime. No matter how we call it, sports is a very important part of many of our lives. A lot of our children are trained in basketball, are in football. A lot of them have scholarships to college based on sports. A lot of our families are sports orientated. They have a favorite team or they have season tickets for a specific sport. So sports is a very important aspect of our life, but we must not make it primary. But it is important to acknowledge it and create our own team. So it would be great to have a new Black Panther volleyball team, baseball team, have our own basketball team, have our own football team. It would be wonderful to have that within the party. So that will be a great development for those who want to develop sports. Number 56, senior switchboards. Number 57, the Black Panther newspaper. Now, there is a Panther newspaper out already, but we definitely need to have a magazine, even an online magazine, for us to disseminate Panther news on the fly and relevant information that is affecting us daily, weekly, and monthly. So Black Panther news magazine is essential. Number 58, Teen Council. 59, a teen program. Number 60, a student health program. And this will be focusing on new development experiments. So anytime a disease comes out that we are unaware of, or any type of research, even cancer or sickle cell, diabetes, a lot of these things that affect us, we need to have students that are science majors that will be focusing on experimental aspects, new medicines, So we need to have a department dedicated specifically for students' health program. Number 61, preventative screening and counseling. Number 6, visiting nurses program, which also goes along our own hospital. So in the meantime, until we do have our own hospitals in place or medical clinics built, nursing program, those who are have nursing degrees already, will be able to do house visits and set up shop somewhere to really do checkups to help people with acute care. And acute care is very important for those who need short-term help, pain relief, just basics. We definitely need to have a mobile nursing station to do that. And then 63, Women, Infants, and Children's Program, which is the WIC program. That was the original free food program back in the day. And 64, Youth Diversion and Probation Site. And number 65, last but not least, our Youth Training and Development. Now, number 64, Youth Diversion and Probation Site, and 65, Youth Training and Development, are the departments that I specialize in. Department of Justice primarily focuses on the youth. So we particularly in the Justice Department will be focusing on diversion programs and training development. And this is what we'll be doing May 19th to the 21st, and then May 22nd, a special investment dinner, invite only for those investors for our youth diversion and training development. And so, Black family, that's a mouthful. That is the synopsis of our Black original power. Development.
Black power.
Quite a bit said. Quite a bit said.
Yes, sir.
We want you to know, be at the 50th anniversary of the political reenactment of that political 1972 Black political convention. It's going to be reenacted with... our National Minister of Communications, Doshan Farad, has been very essential in putting this conference together in Newark, New Jersey. Be there, be square, April 28th, 29th, and the 30th. And with that said, we're going to be in L.A. Malcolm, some call it May, but Malcolm 19, 20, and 21, Leimert Park in Los Angeles, California, and then on that 22nd, special dinner, all Panthers. Must be mandatory that all Panthers make it to Newark, New Jersey. Mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. All Panthers all the way to Los Angeles, California, from wherever you are on the planet. And with that said, my, we have our beautiful queen, our beloved sister and chairwoman of Washington, D.C., right on board. She's live with no job. Straight shooter, the chairwoman and queen mother, Janae Cook Muhammad, the one and only. Assalamu alaikum.
Black power, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been under the weather, definitely not feeling like myself, but I'm glad to be back in Black on Black Power Radio, most informative radio show for Black Power. Black Power, y'all.
Black power.
The time it is called Happy Kwanzaa, first of all.
Black power.
Happy Kwanzaa today. How about Agani? What's the word today? Today is Kuji Chagalia. That's right. It's collectiveness. I just want to thank the creator for putting me together in a room with these wonderful people that I'm meeting over the last couple of days, and the encounters that we've been experiencing within the ranks of the New Black Panther Party in building economic structure and growth for the party. I mean, we are really pulling this thing together, guys. Everybody has a position and a role that they have to play in this Black movement for Black power. This ain't a us thing. This is a we thing. And we got to get back on board with that unity, Umoja. We got to get back on board with it. We got to come together. We're pulling together across the board. And in the day of Kuji Chagalia, I'm just reflecting on how when we first started out, things was kind of uncertain. People was kind of coming in a way of, you know, we can't give up. We got to keep going. We got to keep searching. You know, but now it's like we have a clear blueprint. It's like the sky is clear. The clouds are all rolled away. Everything is laid out perfectly. You know, we have 64 programs. I did hear you get to read those off, Dr. Mello. Those are original Black Panther Party programs. Those are nothing new. That's nothing new about those, but those are the basis of what the community desired us to do. Those are the things that they are demanding us to do. And in today's age, as a Panther, a new Black Panther, a Black Panther, whatever you want to call yourself, I call myself a Panther 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got to meet the needs of the people. Those are the Service to the People programs by David Hilliard. He put those programs together because our community demanded these things, okay? It wasn't a need for them. It was a demand for a free food program. It was a demand for a free clothing program. It was a demand for basic necessities because we had been deprived of them for so freaking long. The Black Panther Party put the United States government to shame for how they had been treating us for all of those years with these programs. They made a difference in each and every one of our lives when they implemented these programs into the system, that the government came and took over. So today, the new Panthers, this new age Panthers, has got to make a choice. Like you said, what do? Do we abandon our old ways, or do we come and adopt new ones? Do we go with the flow, get the jab, whatever you want to do, or are you going to go back to the blueprint and remember what it took? It took structure for them to get there. It took a plan for them to get there. It took a blueprint to get there. And it took willing people and participants to make those programs last. Those programs are not dead because you see them in the community today. Every community has a clinic now. We got night clinics now. We got leukemia screening and testing and things like that. We have a free breakfast program in every neighborhood. We've got all of those things going on. Hold this. Hello? Who on the line? Cut the line. We've got those things in our neighborhood now because of what the Black Panther Party did back then. You know, so let's just not make light of this. When I say that we need to get with the people in our community and develop a mutual aid fund and a foundation and say, what it is that you need. If it's according to that 10-point program, the Panther is supposed to start, step up, and activate. If you can't help, find somebody that can help these people. If you don't know how to do it, ask one of us. We'll tell you how to do it. Everything has a place and a plan and a procedure that must be followed. And if you're going to be about the people, you got to be all power to the people. It's not about your power. It ain't about my power. It ain't even about Black power. It's about power to the people. The power belongs to the people, and you can only get the power if we give it to you. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people want power. They don't know how to handle it. They're not ready for it. They're not even in position for it, because if they do it, they're not going to handle it the right way. So if we're going to be a part of the new Black Panther Party, this Black Panther Party regime, be for the people. Be that you. It's not about your title or your ranking or your whoever you, your degrees or whatever you think you're doing over somebody else's head. Be about the people. That's all power to the people. Okay, if you want to get that information on that list right there, There, it is actually, that was only 64 of the 84 programs that they had, okay? If I think they had more than that. That was only 64 of those. But what we're going to do is you go to send me an email, newblackpanther@dc@gmail.com. I will inbox you, I'm going to email you a copy of the David Hiller Service to the People program. All you got to do is in PDF form is read this book. This book is the Bible for the Panther. You cannot legitimately even call yourself a Panther formation and you don't adopt at least one or two of these programs. I know somebody got a free food program. I know somebody got a free clothing program. I know somebody got a free, employment program. But it's somebody sitting out there that may need to learn how to do that. They may not know how to form a free food program. They may not know where to go to a food bank and distribute food or whatever. We can teach you that. My office is responsible for that. The Office of the National Community Programs Development. That office is across the board. I have to work with everybody in the party. Shout out to our brother Alfred Cisse. He reached out and extended his hand to the Washington, D.C. chapter first. Okay, and then you understand what I'm saying. Let me understand. I have to reiterate that because some of these lone Panthers think that because he was supposed to be under the other leadership that he wasn't a comrade of ours. Don't do that. Don't do that for somebody if you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what's going on. We have a global organization. The New Black Panther Party has chapters all over Africa, all over the United Kingdom. Have y'all talked about Sister Sasha Johnson? Has anybody checked on Sister Sasha Johnson, who was a chairman of the London chapter of the New Black Panther Party, who got shot in her face?
Yeah.
Nobody even, you know what I'm saying? Nobody even discussing that. We need to get down to some Panther business, because that was right there was a mark, an attack against the New Black Panther Party and all black nationalists. But they didn't get no attention. The only thing they wanted to give attention to was all the drama and the gossip and the things that was going on. But it's a new day and it's a new sheriff in town in the New Black Panther Party. Okay, we here to get stuff done. We're going to get real work done, real results done. It doesn't matter if a Panther's in New York, Florida, Japan, I don't care where they at. If they call on the Black Panther Party, they are our comrades, and we're coming. I don't care who leadership you want to be up under. But you got grown men supposed to be generals out here making a difference between your set and my set and all this old stupid stuff. That don't make no sense. We all black. We all rocking the same thing. We all part of the New Black Panther Party. And we were all doing this patch in this country a disservice if we do not pull ourselves together, buy our bootstraps, and unite and unify and put all this other crap aside. We know who the crooks is. We know who the agents are. We know who ain't white and ain't white, black, and exact. We know who you are. But it's a day and age of time that we ain't got time for that right now. We need these programs. We need this network. We need to be on board with what Black Power is supposed to be about, not what you think it's supposed to be about. Because if this shit going on right now ain't enough for y'all to say, okay, forget that and let that go, because they trying to kill us because we are at war. We've been at war. We've been talking about this thing since 2018. 2008, 2009, I've been in the struggle that long. When I learned about being consciousness, it brought me, it drew me to the New Black Panther Party. It drew me to the words I heard Hashim Ezekiel speaking. It drew me to Dr. Sheikh Imam Akbar. I've been rolling with this man for the last 4 or 5 years. And we've been telling y'all and preaching y'all and showing y'all what these people are doing to us. But still, and we still sit here and we still get criticized and we still keep fighting. For what? If you're not going to get it, if you're not going to understand what it is that you're doing, for why he doing it. We ain't doing it for ourselves. But like Ogbo said, I got grandkids. If I wanted to go deal with some nigga shit, we go do that. I told him, I got family. I need to be with my family. If I wanted to go deal with some crazy stuff, I'd deal with them. But we out here on the front lines fighting for the people, creating programs every day, making phone calls in the middle of the night that you don't even know nothing about. So let's get it together, black people. New Black Panther Party. I love every last one of y'all. It hurt me, but I had to delete pretty much 80% of the party. Because I see how you rolling, man, and it ain't right. If we going to unite or we going to leave this thing alone. And that's all I'm going to say, black power.
Power, black power, black power. And thank you,
hello,
our comrade, Queen Danae Cook Muhammad, for giving some insightfulness as to where the party in the state of the art, if you will, and then where we're going with the leadership of. She is the national director, the national minister of community programs, and she's doing a fantastic job. She has never let up from the time that she stepped foot in the Panthers. Danae Cook Muhammad has been consistent in doing the goddamn work. This is something that you have to drive this home to people, especially the hard-headed Negroes that want to look at someone on the surface and make a judgment call. But then you got this. And when you point that finger out there, then you got to point one. Or if you don't point one, well, God damn it, there is a finger being pointed at you as well. And if you measure up, most of them that's trying to critique Janae Cook Muhammad, oh, my. You can't tie her shoelaces and nothing that you see her doing. You can't measure up intellectually, technically. You can't multitask. You don't know nothing about recruiting. You don't know how to hold these soldiers together. You have no idealism on what the Panthers really made out of. But they ad libbing on what they think. We had Panthers. I hate to even break it down. I never broke this down. We had Panthers in this city now. Think about that. Panthers in this city that were bum rushing down to Howard University, holding a bucket of water and a case of water. We stepped right up now. And feed the whole campus. Just think about all the campus of protest.
That's right.
We were able to feed everyone. I didn't give them no food, no junk food, or no McDevils. Or what's that other one? They call it Burger King. No Murder King. Wasn't no Murder King food. Wasn't no Taco and Taco Bell food. We were feeding organic food.
Halal chicken and rice. I cooked for 30 days straight. That protest lasted 31 days. I had
That's
been
right.
cooking before that, remember, before they started.
Yes, ma'am.
We
That's
only
right.
had
Go
2 days.
Ahead.
We had 2 days after they started the protest. That's when we got involved, and I cooked them dinner every day for 30 days. Yeah,
you
after
had
that.
So-called Panthers.
Almost died. Look, I was like, almost died.
Shocking awe.
For my baby.
It was
that yeah.
shocking awe. They know their own program in this township now that point fingers at us, right? But couldn't
That's
even
right.
feed the grasshoppers and the roaches and rats that may have been running across campus. You had a campus full of
But you all children. In the video and you getting all, you know, I mean, who cares? We do the background stuff. We can do the background stuff. It's not even about that. It's the point we get criticized about every single little thing that we do, and we're doing the best that we can for our people. I don't care about being in no position or nothing like that. That don't bother me. What bothers me is when you walk out here and you see these people hungry and you see people knocking on your door. I don't want people knocking on y'all door like I do. Did you fix something to eat today, Miss Janae? You know what I'm saying? You got something there that I can feed my kids with. Y'all don't have to hear that type of stuff that we do in D.C., you know? We do this for real is what we're trying to get to. Tell them, oh, boy, we do this for real. We
That's
do this
right.
on the bottom
we
of our
feed
heart.
Every day. I go
we feed every single day here.
And every time we get to interview, one of my favorite topics is that we feed every day. We feed clothing, shelter, and transportation every day. We were able to bring in really about 20 sleeping bags. Is that right?
Yes, we had more than that. We had over 43 sleeping bags and about 5 or 6 tents. We took those kids' tents. I lost the tent. If anybody want to donate a tent to the Washington, D.C. chapter, New Black Panther Party, because the tent that I donated to them blew away in the wind. When they had that, you know, when the weather started getting bad and my tent is tore up. And that was our chapter thing. You know what I'm saying? I paid like $100, $200 for that thing. You know,
right?
So,
that was a black tent, a Panther tent.
Yeah, we had a black tent and a black table. Everything. We was all blacked out. You know, I made sure that I took care of my chapter.
Under that tent, New Black Panther Party. Under that tent, I talked to the individual students. I had over $2 million in tuition fees, scholarships, parent money, all the way across the board. Under one tent, we had nearly $2 million of assorted monies for subjects from medicine to health to IT. Every field of human endeavor and human interest was under that tent, adding up about $2 million in education. And they didn't have a place to sleep that was free from mildew and free of mold. It's deadly, brothers and sisters. And I'm just here to tell you that the
mold, mildew, and rat.
Go ahead. It's
horrible.
They had mold, mildew, and rat droppings at Howard University. You know, it was really sad. It was really sad. I never would have put my child in harm's way. And none of those parents willingly sent their kid to school knowing that they were going to deal with those conditions. But we stood right beside those children, and we stood there as long as we could, you know, until we saw how things were going to go. You know, they were progressing to try to get rid of them before the holiday break and everything. But they better have that stuff fixed when they come back to school.
What's the current update is with President Fredericks? Is there any updates with the students?
Johnny Appleseed, Johnny Knucklehead, you pick the name. But I'm here to tell you something else on top of what a horrible administrator. But let me give you some more on this. Had this particular protest occurred on, I'm going to give you some universities in Washington, including University of Southern Cal, why not? But at Maryland University, or had it occurred at Georgetown, these are the eyebrow-raising universities in the District of Columbia, from Maryland U and go on into Georgetown University. Or had it been at the American U, GW, or any of the Ivy League schools in this region, you would have had – I bumped into maybe one or two parents after we got down into the protest. But at any one of those schools, you would have had a little band of parents would have been bonded together and had their little protest sign up saying, what have you done with my money? Because each of them, without – fail, with the exception of one, said that their parents had put up there about $50,000 for the total tuition fund for one student, and no one came up from the black, really the core of the parents, the United Black Parents of Howard University, some call it Coward University, and say, where is my $50,000, or what is representing my $50,000, why is my son or daughter not in a bed? They should have been guaranteed any administrator, even a Joe Dumbbell administrator, by the September the 28th or so, would have been saying, all right, I got an administrator that see to that every enrolled student at Howard University has three cots and a hot three hots and a cot system. That means they know where they're going to eat every day for at least one hot meal and a lunch or a snack and one hot meal, or maybe one, two, some of them eat three meals. But most of them wouldn't get no meals. You understand? If we weren't there at that time of the student did their boycott and eventually take over, then some of them would have just went hungry, or they said, we're giving up this protest. But we made sure a sort of a blanket of relief for the students at Howard University with skill, we were able to cater in the food and serve the food. And I'm just here to tell you, this is what we do every day. We feed across this city every day. And so make no mistake about it, brother and sister. You have to know Panther. Panther is, yeah, you damn right. You hold up a shotgun, a rifle, AK, whatever's necessary, from a 9 to a twine to a 4.42 to a 4.44 to a 45, whatever that weapon that's necessary, 9.3.4.5, don't matter. We know how to live, brothers. We teach you how to live. We're not teaching you survival. We teach you how to live on the high end of things. You're not supposed to live gutter. You're not supposed to think gutter. You ain't supposed to live gutter. You're supposed to live at the very finest of accommodations, the very best lifestyle possible. And this is what education is supposed to do for you, is to teach you how to live in an environment. And I look at many of the students did not have a clue of what they were going to do. They couldn't live outdoors, couldn't live indoors, a horrible skill in vocation, no skills in home economics, and we had to basically teach all of that and more, all these things and more. And that's what something like Christmas should mean to you, brother and sister, that someone gave you some common sense and some normal people skills. No fancy dancers, but normal people's skills. And far too many of the people, I know leaders that lack normal people skills, cooking, cleaning, catering, any of the common denominators, how to do this and how to fix that. Can't fix your clothing, your car, your computer, and can't construct one thing because they've never been trained. They have very extremely poor social orientation, extremely poor social political education. There's some horrible things that have been done to us, and you represent to me, in my eyesight, the afterbirth of something terrible that has been done to us. I just wanted to say that. I ain't going to say what I want to say, but you already know I can go. But I'm not going to embarrass anybody tonight, but just go ahead on and leave it right on the level that Jonai Cook Muhammad took the leadership in doing a fantastic job of rescuing some students that without her would have been without hope. And I bear witness to that. And many in the Panther Party that I know that I bear witness would have been without hope if it was not for Jonai Cook Muhammad. Not in D.C. I'm saying across the nation. Because she gave you the idea of this and that. She showed you this and that. She enrolled you in the Panther Party. She got you started with something. She made that connection that you would get with so-and-so. So don't play our Queen Mother cheap here in Washington, D.C., because we're not going to let you get away with it. And we goddamn sure we're not going to let you off the hook. If you try to misuse or abuse our sister, especially on our Queen Mother, you got trouble from every Panther here. And I'm going to go down here from her husband died. He can tell you about some Jonai Cook Muhammad, some D.C., A, B, C, D, F, G, because we crossed the nation together as well. Brother Stephen Cook Muhammad, any comment on what your wife has said so far? Black Power. I think he's over there.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I'm just overwhelmed at the things that I've been seeing and the things that I've been listening to over the past few days. The murder rate is still going up in our cities. Our cities, not just Washington, D.C. Chicago has over 1,000 murders this year, over 1,000 murders. And you have major cities in America that are not far behind. The level of genocide going on among our people is disheartening. So we have to understand what is the root cause of this. When we study the root cause of the genocidal mentality, we have to understand that it is strategic programming, strategic programming, kindergarten. Black children are being programmed to devalue themselves and to look with awe at their white counterparts. This ain't about racism. Let's not get it twisted. This ain't about racism. This is about the facts. Let's speak to the facts here for a minute. We're talking about liberation. We're talking about independence. We're talking about financial stability. We're talking about political stability. What do we need to achieve these things? What kind of education, what kind of training is imperative so that we may be able to acquire land? What kind of education, what kind of awareness do we need to be able to establish our own school systems, establish our own security systems within our own communities? If we want to push the police out, we want to push Mr. Charlie out, and we don't need our people to call 911 for assistance when something happens, who can they call? Let's ask ourselves these questions. Are we qualified in this stage in our development to secure our communities? Are we qualified at this stage in the game to secure black businesses? And if we say buy black, if we are promoting buying black, let's ask ourselves this real question. I don't want to intellectually masturbate you, but I want us to ask a real concrete question here. A careful, concrete, critical analysis of our situation will prove us worthy of being able to give a real answer to that problem. Malcolm said this: if we're talking about black economics and we're talking about supporting black businesses in our communities, the first question we have to ask is this: what are those black businesses doing for the black community? Are they giving black? Are they giving black to the community? What programs are those black businesses supporting that are youth-oriented programs? Are those black businesses helping us on the weekend to go and clean our communities up, or are they financing those endeavors? Let's ask ourselves these questions. Do we have people trained for a black banking system where we can bank our own money in black institutions? Do we have qualified black political figures that will speak to the interests of black people and that will help us to form a separate government of our own? Africa is calling her sons and daughters home. But what are we going to do when we get there? Are we going to take our problems to Africa, or are we going to help Africa solve hers? But we can't help Africa solve hers if we haven't yet resolved our own. We have international representatives of the Panther Party, not just in Africa, but in the UK, in the Caribbean, in Central and South America. Panthers are popping up all over the place. So we have to understand that this is a movement, not just an organization. We have to get outside of the organization mindset. The organization mindset is a national mindset. The international mindset and the global mindset is when we understand that we are a global movement, a movement that is strategically, architecturally designed to fight against imperialism, global hegemony, capitalism, sexism, materialism, and oppressive nationalism. Once we understand what oppression is, we'll be better qualified to fight against it. A lot of our people don't even realize that they're being oppressed. They think that what's going on is natural. And that's sad. Harriet Tubman said, I freed hundreds and thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they only knew that they were slaves. Yeah. It was a black slave that sold out Nat Turner.
that sold out Denmark VC, Gabriel Pusser. Our own people sold them out. Why? Because they did not see the benefit being free. We think that our people are going through a serious psychic trauma situation here. We have to examine the trauma that our people are facing on a daily, consistent basis. We are dealing with a traumatized people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was told by Master Farad Muhammad that in order to save black people, we have to be willing to take plenty. What the hell does that mean? That means we have to be willing to set under their abuse because we see what they don't see. We have to be patient with the process that it's going to take for them to mentally stabilize enough or level out where we can actually give them the information that is required of them to have in order for them to enjoy the fruits of freedom. Teaching our people, training our people, preparing our people, it is a protracted process. We are in a protracted war. We're looking for a microwave solution to a range of a problem. And like Akbar said, it doesn't happen that way, man. We didn't get in this position overnight. It took us 437 years to get in this position, to get in this condition. So don't think we're going to cure this thing overnight. We may not even see it in our lifetime. But we have to prepare those coming behind us to take the baton and carry the struggle forward. But we need to condition our people and position our people so that our next generation, our next wave of the struggle, do have to struggle on the same plane against the same enemy that we struggle on. Their struggle should be a little bit easier than ours based on the work that we put in. Huey P. Newton said that the revolution is in the hands of the youth. Dr. Franz Fanon said each generation out of relative obscurity must define or determine its purpose and do one or two things with it, fulfill it or betray it. We have to condition this generation coming behind us, train the generation coming behind us, and give the generation coming behind us the information where they don't betray themselves. And that means, man, we got to love them more than they hate themselves. We can't speak to our youth unless we understand their culture. Otherwise, they don't want to hear nothing we have to say. We have to be understanding of the culture that they have and how that culture got that way. You can't reverse the culture unless you understand how the culture was established. The national chairman said something to me a long time ago. He said, brother, you can't take something from the people without having something to replace it with. You can't shock the people by removing something from them and not giving them something to replace it, because you'll send them into a state of shock that they may never recover from. That's why these programs are so very important. We have to have programs to bring our people out of this condition. The only thing that's going to save us is programmatic solutions. Ain't no more standing on the corner on a damn soapbox and a megaphone preaching. Those days are over. It ain't the Macy's Day Parade, so we ain't got to be marching with guns. We ain't got to do all of that. Use that energy to be in your community, feeding our people, clothing our people, protecting our people. Because when the cameras stop rolling, I don't see none of you niggas nowhere. Let's keep this shit real. The new Black Panther Party, Washington, D.C. chapter, and new Black Panther Party under the leadership, the national leadership of Sheikh Imam Akbar, the national chairman, we are out here. And we're doing the work. There are other Panther formations that are out here doing the work. Don't chase the cameras, man. Because the Panther is supposed to be a clandestine entity anyway. We ain't out here just to be seen. We're out here just to be heard. We're here trying to provide a service for our people. We're providing for the needs of our disadvantaged, disenfranchised people, man. When you driving down Minnesota Avenue and you driving up Goodhart Road and you see junkies on the corner in a nod where they almost falling in the street, if that does not hurt you, if that does not sadden you, then your soul is already defunct. That should sadden you. That should let you see how real this problem is, man. When we hear about drive-bys and out and little babies getting killed just being in a stroller. They ain't even safe in a stroller in Washington, D.C. That's a damn shame. That's a shame and a disgrace. You got these bootleg Negroes calling themselves elders. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. They more concerned with somebody posting on Facebook than what it takes to get out there and deliver our people out of the condition that they're in. They said back trolling Facebook pages. They want to render punk-ass comments that don't mean nothing. Let's get out there and do the work, man. That's what impresses me. I don't care how intellectual you sound. I don't care how you could, how well you sound dressing these issues up. Let's dress them down and go get the work done. Stop with the intellectual masturbation, man. That condom don't fit on me. Let's go get the work done. And I ain't saying it to be vulgar. I'm not. But we need to be more work-oriented. Go to these shelters. Go to these nursing homes. Find out what our people need. You got elders in nursing homes that ain't had a visit from their family in 20 years. Their family have put them away in a nursing home, and ain't nobody seeing to their care. They got bed sores and every damn thing. That's what you call wellness checks. Go check on them. Go see what their needs are. Let's go do that. There's too many damn marches as it is. Let's stop marching. There's too many marches going on. Every year, I mean, every month, somebody want to sponsor a march somewhere. Where the hell are you going? What you getting done? You just marching for the damn cameras. And what real soldier? Now, this is a national security. This is a national security statement here. What real general? What real soldier? What real captain? Lest his adversary, lest his enemy see his arsenal. Now, talk black to me. What real general calls out gang members to a gang summit, exposing their leadership, exposing who they are? What real leader does that? That's a nigga that's working for the state. That's an agent. That's an agent. He's bringing out everybody so the government can see who they are, so when they go to move in, they know who to move in on.
Right on.
See, I'm tired. I'm tired of foolishness now. If you ain't gonna be real about this struggle, get the hell out of the way and let us do what the hell we need to do unmolested by you. See, in order for us to deal with the enemy without, we gotta deal with the enemies within this thing first. We gotta deal with that first. So get out of these brothers and sisters' way that are moving these programs forward. I sat back and I watched Akbar go from the East Coast to the West Coast. Every damn state driving by himself. He ain't flying first class. He's driving by himself from state to state. Wherever he's called, he's there. Damn, now that's a national chairman for you. And he ain't out here trying to buy membership. He ain't out here trying to buy membership, trying to buy protection, because you think the dragon is coming, so you want to buy protection. Let's keep this shit real, man. Respect those that are doing the work and get out of their way, and call those out who are not doing the work, if you are a principled panther. Stop hiding behind fake leadership that you know ain't doing a goddamn thing for the people, but trying to buy their way through. If you are a principled panther, you stand with principled individuals who are doing the work, who are servicing the people's needs, and not ask the people for a damn thing. We don't ask the people for nothing, man. We are feeding them for free. Why? Because that's who the fuck we are. That's who we are. That's what our responsibility is. Our responsibility is to the people. That's what our responsibility is. If you don't wake up in the morning feeling saddened by the suffering of your people and trying to figure out a way to help alleviate that pain, then you ain't doing your work. You ain't doing the job. You ain't working the nine local objectives. And you definitely ain't moving in the spirit of the Panther. You should be trying to establish economic stability, political independence, acquiring land so we can build on that land and house our people. So they can't keep redlining our people, keep practicing gentrification on our people. We'll be building schools so our children's minds will not be infected with Eurocentric reasoning, which is nothing more but genocidal programming. We should be able to educate our own children. We should build them college campuses. Those children that are taking political science, we should be in their ear, radicalizing that college course. Those that are taking black studies, we should be in their ear, radicalizing that course. Those that are taking science and chemistry, we should be in their ear. Why? Because if we get in their ear the right way, they will bring the benefit of their learning back to our community and serve our community. When they have to do their internship, they can do the internship at clinics that we build in our own communities.
Right.
Now, that's what you call networking. That's what you call organizing. Let's go get those individuals who are studying to qualify themselves to be licensed to be practitioners of medicine. Let's go get them and bring them to our communities. See, if we support them while they're in school, they'll remember that and come support the community that supported them. But we have to develop that kind of mindset in them. Now, I'm not going to hijack this show. Because I like what's going on here. I'm not going to hijack the show. But at the same time, I love y'all. I'm tired, but I love y'all. And I want us to do better. But in order for us to do better, we have to understand what doing better is. We have to realize, I am because we are. It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to raise a village. Let us be practitioners of Sankofa. Let us respect the wisdom of the elders and respect the wisdom of the ancestors. Let us respect the wisdom of God. And let us first and foremost praying on one another and begin to start praying for one another sometimes. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
With that said, we're going to try to go to the phone line and pick up our brother. We see you all out there. We got to go across the water for a minute and pick up our brother on the continent. I hope he's still there. We have our beloved brother Chairman out of Sierra Leone. He's out in Sierra Leone in West Africa. We're reaching out to Chairman Alfred if he's there with us. Black Power, Black Power, and a strong black military. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir.
I'm here with the program, of course. Yeah, I am really happy with what our comrade just said, Stephen Biko. Is that Stephen Biko?
That is Stephen Biko, sir.
Yes, yes, brother, it's me, Black Power.
Black Power, you really are business, sir. Yeah, keep up the good work. You really touch me with your words. Honestly, it is for us to stand and do the right thing. Facebook and WhatsApp means I'm us no good if we are not in the community to help our people. Like what I am doing here, helping. You see, the national chairman knows exactly what you said. That this is one of the things I always tell our national chairman. Being on Facebook, WhatsApp, preaching, I'm us no good. But if they see us in the ground, feeding our people, plotting our people, That is one of the greatest things as a revolution. Be with your people. Help your people. You know, if one thing I always say, if we don't help each other, who will help us? If you oppress us, you just continue to harm us because we don't have an alternative. So I'm happy, Stephen Biko, you really amazed me. Keep up the good work. Carlos Banawatala, we continue to bless you and prosper your ways. Thank you so much. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. And that is our beloved Brother Alpha C say, and we say C say, you see what C say. And C say, man, this is a great day for all of us and for all of our brothers and sisters on the continent. As Brother Stephen Biko is saying to you, it does take a village. But we're going to take Africa one village at a time. We're doing it, and we've got a running start on the opposition, and we're rolling with it. From Gambia, and rolling up on us some Sierra Leone, and giving us some containers like we've been doing, and helping those that need help. See, you got to have your outreach, have your tentacles in everything. As a black revolutionary, you got to have your tentacles in everything, and moving out and not standing still and not getting weighed down by all the bullshit that's going down and all the bullshit that's already on the ground. You have to have your alertness. You have to be at this hour to get in this race. You have to be divinely prepared by the Lord of the world to handle this mission at this hour. I'm just here to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's real talk for every black revolutionary that knows that I speak the truth. We're moving today in a way that is revolution has never moved across America, across in Africa, down in the Caribbean. Some of our brothers are, we got to look at it, the passing of our revolutionary brother, Honorable Imam Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr has passed away. So that leaves a door wide open for some new revolutionary leadership that we see evolving out of Trinidad, and there are Muslims on Jamaica that's rising up. See, if you don't know revolution, you don't know what to say. Because you can't talk about the work if he ain't doing the goddamn work. And that's one thing we have to do, to begin to talk more about this work. And we got to begin to do more work and get it more in the sophisticated places where the work is necessary and get it done. And in the back alley and the byways and the highways, and take those messages, take the food, clothing, shelter, and transportation to those that need it, and give it freely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you truly believe until you are willing to give freely from that which you love. Oh, you must come full circle today, brothers and sisters, and handle your business. As we're reaching out to Atlanta, there's quite a few of y'all out there. We're going to really press Atlanta and see if we can get that ATL on board. Atlanta at 678-895. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You hear me?
Well,
we touched on
Black Power Radio.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear. You're loud
and clear. Okay, yeah. I'm saying we touched on most of the
Black Power.
Black Power, absolutely. I was saying we touch on most of the topics, but one thing we forgot is about the water. A lot of our communities in America are like third world countries. They don't have clean water. And one specifically is Flint, Michigan. We got to find a way to start the water treatments and stuff like that to feeding the people, make sure they have healthy water to clean in and drink. A lot of our people around the country don't have that. So we have to find a way to do it, because if they're not going to do it, we have to do it, you know. And it's like that in Africa, too. It's a lot of our people living in horrible conditions. We've got to figure out a way to, stop these conditions, you know. Black Power.
Black Power. He's talking about clean water in Flint, Michigan. You that's what he's referring to?
Oh, no. Yes, ma'am. I was talking about in Alabama, there's a lot of, the sewer system is pretty bad, too, you know, and it's a lot of conditions like that our people living in. It's not drinking water, but water that they need to shower and stuff like, too. So it's a lot of stuff like that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because actually that we'll get on the political platform real quick. The Joe Biden Build Back Better plan has a clause in it to fix the sewer systems around the country as well. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They don't know what's in that Build Back Better plan. So a lot of people that are against this Joe Biden bill, I ain't team Joe Biden, but you need to look into this plan, because it puts money aside to help get the water systems and the filtration systems throughout the the nation. Even Washington, D.C. has a problem with water. We do not drink the water here in Washington, D.C. You don't have bottled water, you ain't drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that our sewer system is above ground. And anytime it could spill over into the water system or whatever, it's not safe. It's not safe to drink the water here. It's a well-known fact in Washington, D.C. But if we get out here and you look into the political aspect of it and what they're trying to deny us, they're denying us our natural rights for clean water. They already polluted the air with COVID-19. Now we're not going to have clean water either. You know what I'm saying? If we don't do something to structure this economy and this so-called puppet government that we have going on and really look into this stuff. I mean, they hold the secret meetings and they hold meetings right in your face and you still talking about the football game. Y'all need to wake up and realize that this is true. That this is the end of time. This is ushered. This is the World War III. This is not even the beginning of World War III. This is a war on our hearts and our minds and our very souls. They're going to deny us access to food, shelter, clothing, water, all of those things. This is why the New Black Panther Party is important to keep these structures and to build our own nation separate from these devils. That's what y'all don't understand. We got to get to the point where we can talk the same talk, kind of language, but we talking it amongst ourselves over here. We need to be concerned with our own clean water. We need to be concerned with our own acres of land and keep it in our housing programs and our food programs and things like that. That's where we need to get to. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't mean to cut you off or nothing like that, brother, but look into the politics of what's going on in the world today. They're denying us our basic privileges and rights to be a human being. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's about that. It's just about clean water. It's about clean air and clean living, period. Black power?
Black power. Black power. Black power. Right. Did you clear on that, beloved, in Atlanta? You okay right there?
Yeah, look into that Bill Back Better plan. Look into that Joe Biden.
Absolutely, I will. I was just saying, you know, mm-hmm. I was just touching on that because, you know, it's a lot of people out there that are struggling with it. That's why I just wanted to touch upon, you know, the war treatment and stuff like that.
Hey,
you know?
I'm with it. It's just you struck a nerve because I was like, damn, they put me in as a chairman here in D.C. I'm in all kind of Zoom meetings and mass text groups. So they put us in the breakout rooms and they were discussing what the Build Back Better plan was. And I was like, don't just send me something. Let me know what it is before I agree, you know, to go along with the plan. But once you read the plan, you'll be like, damn, this really will change the world. They really are trying to, you know, in some aspect, trying to change it for the good, but the devil ain't got no new tricks, though. You feel me? It's under the cover. It's under the guys. They got to hide their little white lies in between the good things. You know, so, you know, it might be attractive on one end, but in the other end, you're like, well, hell no, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It ain't white. You know, we could all benefit from that child tax credit thing. But don't fish that at us and then go over here and do something else that's going to be detrimental to the whole world in 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that. But we do need to fight for clean water. Right, Powell?
Absolutely.
We have to also be mindful that whenever these programs and these initiatives are being put forth by the government, They always come through at a specific critical time when the government understands that the masses of the people are in a state where rebellion is imminent. So they use these programs and these initiatives to redirect the momentum, redirect the attention away from the immediate problem. We cannot under any circumstances underestimate our enemy. They have never done anything of true substance for us as a people.
and anything that they have that they have afforded us or given to us or what they think they're giving to us, it is always given with an agenda behind it. Understand this. They know that their days are not too much longer anyway. They know that their rule is not too much longer anyway. So what they're trying to do is create a ground-level support base by giving these little programs and these little incentives, these little stimuluses and things of that nature, because they know that they cannot stay in power unless they pacify the people in certain areas. And as these black politicians, I want to say this, man, I will say it quick. As these black politicians that are paid apologists, handpicked hirelings, paid apologists for white oppression, they were set in the Oval Office with Biden and Harris and come up with these things and put them before our people and put them before the black community. And the black community, because it's already suffering, we're looking for any old way out, any little thing that they could do to give us a way out. We'll look at it, and if it looks like a immediate opportunity, we're conditioned to jump on the immediate and not do any research behind it. Like the director of community affairs stated, investigate it, study it, and determine for yourself if it is good for you and good for your family and good for your people. If you discover that something about it just doesn't set right with you, nine times out of ten, that's your first mind telling you to step away from it. Always trust your instincts. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. We thank you, Brother Stephen Biko and Brother out of Atlanta. We're going to reach out to 646. We're reaching out right now to 646 at 789. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. 646-789. You are live Black Power Radio. Black Power. So come a little closer to your mic and speak loudly right there, directly to the mic. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam, Black Power. Can you hear me?
Black Power. You're loud and clear, plus you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Thank you for having me. Black Power, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power to all black people. I want to thank the brothers from New York for their shout out earlier today. I want to thank Brother Abdullah Pierre, who's locked behind the wall, for their shout outs. I want to shout out also the two topics on the table, which are the new behavior peer program and the entrepreneur program we have for the new Black Panther Party. The new behavior peer program, if you have any questions, you can contact me. Also, at the entrepreneur program, if you have any questions, contact me at NBPP. National Field Marshal DEPT at gmail.com. For more information on the new behavior program and as well as the entrepreneur program. I just wanted to say that to give light, and I want to thank all volunteers and supporters for their continuous support and their help with us, and also the comrades for always staying with their boots on the ground and their hearts and their minds prepared for black elevation, black power.
Black Power, Black Power. And we thank you, Brother Karan, again, is our national field marshal out of New York City. And there are multiple training networks within the New York City. And we hope to have an upcoming defense man coming out of New York. And there's just so much outreach that we're doing through the leadership of Brother Karan, and we are just in love with his work, and we hope that he continues. And he was right with me doing all these transitions and split-ups. A lot of people miss that Karan was the guide. He is the geography, a geographical specialist on what we need to do under crises and when something pops off. Is that right, Brother Karan?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power. Yes, sir. So y'all see him sometimes, the quiet man of the revolution puts his work in. That's where his punches count. So your brothers and sisters, beware that Brother Karan is our national field marshal, and give all high-end respect, because all praise is due and all respect is due. All honor is due to Allah. So we thank Allah forever for our beloved Brother Karan, the national field marshal, New York City, with troops coming from every dimension, including behind the wall, with Brother Abdullah and Brother Hannibal and many others that are drawing the formation, and they're rolling out from every borough in New York now, looking at Haiti Panther. Many of them return. They're looking at the Panther, gazing at, and they want to return to the ranks. A few of them we can let in, but some of them, they ain't fit for revolution. Not fit for revolution, Black Power.
Black power, love you so much,
Brother Karan.
Love you too, Black Power.
Black Power, yes, sir. We're thankful. All the boroughs of New York and all those that are working with everything they got to do. We got to go down to Texas and pick up one at the 469. At the 469-894, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power to Texas.
How y'all doing today? I hope everybody is doing well. Tuning in from Texas,
fine.
The new chapter.
Go ahead. We're happy to hear from you. What's going on out there?
Hey, so just getting some things organized like you guys were speaking on. I love the energy that's on today. It's very, very beautiful, very inspirational, very strong, very powerful, by the way. Just wanted to throw that up in there. The energy is very beautiful. So I just wanted to address some things that I've been working on as far as getting our statuses in alignment with what our mission is. So I've been working on things and just finishing some stuff up, getting ready to send some stuff out for observation. But, yeah, so I just wanted to spin and let you guys know that I'm getting all the multiples of documents gathered together, all the multiple sources of information from everyone. I'm looking forward to working with some of the members to get our process completed as far as the powerful digits that we need to get in alignment with our proclamation for our trust in the land that is due to us. So hopefully that makes sense.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're loud and clear. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, yeah. So, yeah, so just, you know, getting all everything situated so it's clear and able to be overstood, you know, without all the unnecessary stresses, because it is very stressful trying to get everything situated, figured out, and we don't, like they said before, we don't want our youth coming behind us, and even the ones that's amongst us now, to be having to stress or worry or fear that them or their families is going to be in danger because of something this simple, and that we all have different skills and knowledge in, because being withheld back from them don't make any sense when we're all supposed to be working with each other and building ourselves to assist one another to be a powerful unit like our ancestors, you know. So that's what we're working towards, being able to build a strong, solid foundation so we can execute our plans and be able to go and assist our brethren and our sisters across the nation, you know. So, yeah, and be able to do it effectively with concrete results and positive results. I know it's not going to happen overnight, but if we get ourselves situated properly, you know, and establish some things where we're able to live off the land like our ancestors set up for us, we'll be able to then create our own system and be able to reach out worldwide, not only just creating the necessary things that we need, like banking systems and land and stuff like that, but also creating other traffic sources, travel agencies, you know, where we can commute from place to place privately on our own, in and through our own system. So, yeah. But I love you guys. I'm so proud of us. We're making tremendous progress, all of us together. We're using our strengths. We're using our talents. We're all uniquely gifted in different areas. We're all uniquely strong in different areas. And I'm glad and proud that we're all able to come together for the betterness of us all, for the more, the merrier, you know what I'm saying? Like, more power to the people, you know, like, more things we got to do and put together for the betterment of the progress for us all, you know. So, more power to the people. I'm going to get off of my
Black power.
Black power.
Black
power.
Black power.
Black power.
That is our sister.
Thank you.
Our beloved sister in Dallas area. That is Sister Rakia.
Rakia, Sasha Unique El Bay in the house. Hey.
Hey,
Sister Rakia.
We love her so much. Working directly with the youth and culture of Texas and nationwide. So we are happy to hear from you and continue. Please give your mother the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum and Black Power.
Absolutely. Glad to be on with you guys. We're all here and we're all rooting for it. There's mama.
Okay. Black power.
That's lovely.
Oh, your mother's in the network? Your mother's around?
Yes, she is. I am right here.
Yeah, salam alaikum. Black power. That's Charmaine Shaw. She's right there. Go ahead.
All right.
Black power. So, yeah, like Rakia was saying, just organizing a lot of things, trying to get them in simplified versions and orders.
And getting his classes set up.
Yeah, and you know, writing down more classes and just brainstorming ideas to figure out, you know what I'm saying, how to be most productive, because I'm sweating.
To create a system for the easiest way of teaching for the math.
Try to create a system, like, because Dr. Meadow has said, try to break it down, like, you know, and the kindergarten, so we can, like, you know, teaching the steps and then in sections, so as it to be understood as best as possible. But on top of that, just trying to think of some, look around the house and through all the different challenges that we have, see what things that we could utilize to start until my skills with fundraising get a lot better. To use the things that we have, T-shirts, the cricket machine, the crocheting, bath salts, body butters, body soap, cosmetology stuff.
We got them bundles.
Okay, so yeah, so we're trying to see things we have in the house that, you know what I'm saying, we could deplete the supply of to, you know what I'm saying, be able to, I don't know, make booklets, make whatever it is that we need once we have a meeting and come together to collectively be able to. Yeah, I wasn't talking when you was talking. For sure. Okay, so, yeah, but Black Power, yeah, I'm over here looking like my Kensei sister, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm here, you know, in mind, body, and spirit, just trying to see how I can most be of use, you know.
All right.
Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Black Power, this is Charmaine out in Texas. Black Power. So, as you can see, brother and sister, across the nation, so many Panthers, and outside of the nation, we're working in Africa, London, Gambia, in South Africa. We're still doing something in Azania to keep it. Our citizenship should be dual and manifest in places like Nairobi, Kenya, and all around, well around the Panther should keep his foot in his hands in at least one other nation that he can get citizenship. Because when stuff breaks out, we're not saying if. We're saying when stuff breaks out here, then you want to be prepared to rumble. Let's reach out here, see if our chief of staff is still on board with us. She's out there at 618-531, coming right out of Texas, going straight into East St. Louis at 618-531. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
So we're picking up 618 at 531. You're live on Black Power Radio. They may be talking during the mute. Are you talking during the mute? I don't think she nodded out. 618 going one. 618 at 531. You are live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Okay. You can hear us now? Are you there with us at 618-618? I don't know if she can hear us or know that it's 618. Is our National Chief of Staff should be out at 618. Are you there? At 618-531, you're live on Black Power Radio. Hope I'm going through. Am I getting out? Black Power?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're there live? Go right ahead.
No, she's not picking up.
Not picking it up? Can't begin to tell you. That's 618 going one, 618-531 going twice, and 618-531 is gone. And as we roll up the ladders and see who else might we see here. At 461, we got that one, we got that one. Shabazz is counted up, counted down, and that looks like we took care of the whole gambit. So we're switching right back to the west side, and let me see if I can find it right there. We're picking it up. Yeah, can't find it. We're not sure, just not sure. Keep rumbling. That's it. Okay. We got 618. Got 649. Now, who did we miss? You still there, Comrade Sister Janae? Are you there? Let me see. Let me pick up.
Yes, I'm here.
No,
I'm here.
Oh, okay, here we go. And let me see, pick it up. You got Janae and Mello. You all are both live at Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. All right.
Are you there? Dr. Desire,
I hope everybody I hope everybody is excited as we are about this program that we're implementing starting the new year. We're looking for everybody to participate in at least one program, if not more than one. We have four active here in D.C. that I can speak on. If anybody has any questions, if you need help with the program, just let me know. The free food program, free clothing, free shoe program, and how at first I was thinking nobody want people old hand-me-down or whatever, but when you read the program, it's not even about hand-me-down. What you got to do is you need to get with your local designers, people that are fashion designers, go to clothing boutiques and places like that, and you can get a contract with them as a Panther where they can, like a consignment type clothing, like whatever they don't have, if they can, stuff that's been in consignment or they're not using it or whatever, you can go to them and get those free clothing from them and distribute that in the community. And you can get brand new items or gently used items, you know. You don't want to give people old, used stuff that you don't want no more. You want to give them stuff that has value with it. And that's what I was trying to explain in the chat room, as well as the free shoes program. And now our free shoe program here in Washington, D.C., we had a deal with Naga's Shoes, Brother Tariq Edmondson, who was the owner of Naga's Shoes. He was a real good friend of Hasim. And he gave us free reign in his warehouse to get whatever we wanted. And we came back with tons of shoes that we all bought. We went to Atlanta, we went in that warehouse, and we grabbed as many shoes as we could. And we sold some to finance our trips, because we were going from St. Louis to Oklahoma to to Florida, to Chicago, everywhere. We was all over the Midwest. So on our way coming back through, we stopped everywhere. We was able to sell the shoes to our comrades. We was able to give shoes and clothes away and things of that nature. So there are black manufacturers out here. You know, it would be better if we could get a black shoe factory. You know, and if just people, I know a lot of the factories have closed, but the shoe press machines, you used to be able to get them, some kind of way. Or anybody that wanted to design shoes, you know,
and
we need a black shoe designer, right?
Tell me if you could get on the computer and design your own shoe. I want to try to get him on Black Power Radio as well. And he's been on before. So we're going to reach out to him in Atlanta and see just what his state of the art is on the shoes in Atlanta. If you can still design your own shoe, I'm more than sure he has.
Yeah, you can still do it on
new
his
shoes
own.
Out. The last I heard from him, yes.
Yeah, he got a clothing designer too. He has his own clothing design too.
We want to take a look at all of that.
He has people like that.
When a business got a design. Maybe
yes,
you could spearhead the effort to get a business program and get Brother Tyrick and all the brothers on. We've got a lot more business than you think, brother and sister. And it's not business if you're not using it. It ain't revolutionary. It ain't courage or faith until you use it. Let's use what we have to get what we want, as one of our entertainers told us. You know it was James Brown. I think it's James Brown, but I know it's James Brown. James, I told you so much to do, so let's get busy with it, brothers and sisters. We're not non-activists. We are proactive, pro-black, and pro-activism. And anything's got to do with Pan-Africanism, anything got to do with black business, black politics, black socialism, and we're down with it right here at Black Power Radio. And we'll give you more of what you're listening to radio for. Or Mo, of which you listen to radio, folks, whichever you prefer. So we know we get more at Black Power Radio, no matter what you look at, no matter how you think, regardless of land, language, or regardless of even nationality. You know, there's that but one force holding everything and maintaining one government, and that is the government of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We say, you might want to say Yahweh Elohim, but the one God, there's one central force, one central government, controlling every aspect of the full, complete, and the entire universe. Know about the Qadr of Allahu Ta'ala. If you want to say Yahweh Elohim, it's all right to know that everything in the universe is connected to something else in the universe. And everything in the universe is interconnected, intertwined, one broad universe. But know for sure that everything in this universe is designed to service you and me, brother and sister. And we know he just got online, but I know he came through the gate late. Or we're gonna zap down on him anyhow. I talked with Freddie Fritz right out there in Oakland, California, on that west side. I know he's right there. 707-805. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio.
Black Power Radio, this is Big Freddy out here in Oakland, San Francisco, all the way to the Bay Area. So I just came in from the street. Man, I'm telling you, it's still bad like it was last night, man. Police is taking everything down. But like I said, we're not going to let it happen because I'm out there every day on my beat. And it's not going to happen to me or anybody else. Because like I said, we are the new Black Panther. And we're going to get justice for the family members. Because like I said, I'm getting tired of people telling us, you know, this and that, this and that. We are good people, not telling people this and that, this and that. We are the new Black Panther. We're trying to save lives out here. So let me take you back to my main man, Akbar, in Black Power Radio.
Well, that's Black Power Radio, Fred, the one and only, straight out of that Philadelphia city of brotherly love. And now he's taken the city of brotherly love right to the streets of Oakland, and he's rolling with it. So you brothers and sisters have to keep beware or be square or be there. Leimert Park. Everybody's got to get to Los Angeles. May, some call him Malcolm. And we tell Hajj Malik Ashabazz
days with an S or with a YZ. The days of Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz are what you want to interpret it as May 19, 20, and 21. Want to be right in Los Angeles. You might have to come by way of the LAX airport. You can go by Scuba, Duva. You might want to take a train or a plane. But I'm just telling you, to be there at B Square, be in Los Angeles on May 19, 20, and 21, and all the special invited guests will be at a special dinner right in Los Angeles. And let me see if Dr. Miller's still right there with us. Let me look all the way up to the top of the key. See if he's still there with me. Salam alaikum, Black Power, as you get the rest of the announcements from Newark to L.A. Black Power.
Black Power. All right, so our main focus is recruitment, So we're looking for 300 students. If you have a child or youth that has specific talents, whether they're into music, acting, dancing, performing arts, we have an Instagram, Youth Investments, where we'll be highlighting performances from around the globe of talented young people doing their craft. And those who are focused on trades, who want to learn business aspects, who want to learn law or politics or any other curriculum, that you want to register your young person, because this is who we're doing these events for. So on May 19th to the 21st in Los Angeles, we hope to have them perform live or introduce themselves live. Or overseas, if we have mechanisms to do that. We want to make sure that they are the main reason of why we're moving forward. Now, these students that you will be registering will be coming from your town. They will be coming into, they'll be coming into Los Angeles to solidify their spot. In January 2023, we're looking to open a hip-hop academy with one of our partners, Ken Ivy, from thehiphopfraternity.com. So if you have time to look up thehiphopfraternity.com, they will be working to actually build a permanent location or a chapter here in Los Angeles. So if you do have a young person, or if you're interested in getting sponsored, $99 for your sponsorship for each child. If you have Cash App, $77 Bakers, $77 Bakers. And if you want to have your persons or children or child registered, we have an email, lhajmalikday@gmail.com. That's Elhajj Malik Day, ElhajjMalikDay@gmail.com, and submit your information. So we have a application process, a very simple application process, and just say, hey, I'm an actor, or I'm a singer, or I'm a poet, or I want to learn fashion, I want to learn politics, or whatever your expertise is, or what you want to learn a trade in, then submit your information. All you have to do is just submit your name, telephone number, email contact, and you're good to go. Just say that the finalist for these sponsorships will be determined in December 10th, 2022. So we have a year to finalize 300 potential participants that will be moving forward in the respective trades and departments that we have mentioned. So it's very important that you get your children involved, because they are the ones that we're working for. If your child has an exceptional talent, they need to be nurtured in that talent so they can be the best professional, whatever they would like to be on top. So right now the recruiting process begins. And again, if you're interested in submitting to become sponsored and to have your talent highlighted, email Elhajj Malik Day, ElhajjMalikDay@gmail.com. Also, number is 323-884-8583, and this is specifically for recruitment of the students. So in Africa, our Chair Alfred Sousse, he has about 40 members that will be registering. In Haiti, we have about 27 students. And so we have about 230 spots left for our national youth right here in the United States. So this is definitely something that we want to have you fully engaged. And the first step is to register. We have about 5 months for them to develop their craft. So they have up to 3 minutes to perform, whether it's an original song. If they are into rap, then conscious rap, there are rules and regulations and songs that we want to particularly hear. So we want to especially focus on the music aspect because, as you know, we have music that is sending out dangerous messages that's promoting drugs, sex, and immoral behavior. So we want to encourage our young people who are musically inclined to create an original song focusing on conscious, building, business, cryptocurrency, the sky's the limit. Anything that has to do with positivity, black empowerment, start creating. And if you are a poet, you can create your own poem. You have up to 3 minutes to perform. If you are a non-performer, then you'll have up to 3 minutes to present who you are. So if you're interested in any business or trade, then you give your synopsis, your bio, onto how you want to develop your trade. A lot of our young people are focused on content creators, which is why we want you to encourage you to look into the metaverse, if you have not already. The metaverse is one of the curriculums that all of the students will be engaged in. So whatever trade that they pick, that they will they'll be experts in transferring their trade online to a digital context. And this is where they'll be learning how to actually manage and create currency, not only through crypto, but selling their products if they are crafts. If they are artists and they have paintings, they're able to do so online just as they would in a real-life gallery. So there are a lot of technology advances that we need to take advantage of. And this El Hajj Malik Day, where we will be spending 3 days of atonement and rebuilding, we'll be focusing on these 300 candidates. So if your child is ready to go or if you are interested in becoming one of the candidates, and please submit your work to the email or call 323-884-8583 and text to interested in becoming a candidate. And as we move forward, each candidate will be sponsored $99 per application fee. And this is a lifetime sponsorship. This is not a one-time deal. This is the beginning of who we're going to train, and these 300 candidates will be the eyes and the ears of the world of what we are planning to do. So there's a lot of training, a lot of departments, a lot of candidates that can fit in into something that they know they're comfortable with. If you want to learn a new trade, hey, to say I want to sponsor it so I can learn how to build housing, or if I want to make clothes, as Janae just mentioned. These are very important trades that we need to perfect and especially really get back to labor because that's what's missing with our young people. They are so in tune with the internet that they are missing their hands-on experience. They need to be out in the field and learn community building, hands-on, very important to develop. So we want to see the talent show, and we're looking forward to see the many talented youth around the world submitting their work. So again, our Instagram is Youth Investments, where in the next 30 days, we'll be posting up performances from around the world that is encouraging our upcoming students. So don't hesitate. This is our time right now to shine and get your kids involved. More importantly, to train them in the skill that they desire to be in. And that's what really it is all about. Kujikajalia today for us to come Yesterday was unity, umoja, and so now we got to continue with our self-determination on day two for Kwanzaa and live it out in real life. Come Los Angeles, May 19th to the 21st. And don't forget, in New Jersey, we have the National Black Political Convention, which is the 50th anniversary of the National Black Political Convention, which focuses on law, which focuses on politics. But more importantly, in that room, we'll have probably the descendants of the original National Black Convention that was held in 1972. So we look forward to seeing what new changes are in store, but more importantly, for us to bring in our new plan of action by then. So April 28th and May 1st in Newark, New Jersey, and then join us for the finale in Los Angeles, May 19th to the 21st. And then on May 22nd, between those 6 days, there will be invite only of the potential investors who are really serious about moving forward. So they would have 6 days way before then to let them know, hey, I want to sponsor these youth. I want to sponsor programs. I want to help fundraise. I want to help build these schools and departments. Every hand is needed, and every hand is welcome. So we ask you to be proactive in the next coming months and start developing who you are. And if you have a candidate that you're personally sponsoring, to train them so when it comes time to be live and direct on these days, that they'll be well prepared and to show the world their talent. And that's really the name of the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of our talented young people coming together in one database. And that's Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Janae, did you give your contact information yet?
I can give it.
Can you give your contact information as we go to Brother Alfred? Go ahead, Janae.
Okay. My contact information is the National Unity Programs Director Office. So any of those 64 programs, if you want to get them started, you can reach me at newblackpantherdc@gmail.com. That's newblackpantherdc@gmail.com. I'm not going to get my phone number out over the air. Not on this one, not if I get another line. But anybody that needs help, if you want to inbox me, you can at Janae Cook Muhammad on Facebook. Inbox me on that page only, or George Jackson. Janae Cook Muhammad or George Jackson page on Facebook. And I will give you that book by David Hilliard, The Service to the People Program. It's a vital information. If you don't have a program base, what are you doing? If you're not creating programs and chapters, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're not doing enough to serve the people. You can't lead the people empty-handed with more than just a black power and a fist in the air. We have got to do these land banking programs that Dr. Mello has initiated. We've got to get something accomplished and established, not just for the sake of, oh, the Panther did this, but to continue on the legacy for our people, because these things that we take advantage of are going to be disappearing. They're disappearing. Today, and I'm just going to put it out there, a lot of the food banks that you get food from locally here in D.C. have closed, and they will not reopen at the beginning of the year. This is why we're getting the influx of food like we get now, because they can't keep it. They don't have nowhere to put it. They rather give it to us and let us distribute it in the streets than to try to sell it, because they're closing. And we wouldn't be doing this thing right here if for no reason, y'all. We're not doing the free food program for no reason. There is a reason why we do the free food program. There's a reason why we do what we do as Panthers. So just remember that the food banks are closing down. They're shutting down. So now if you want to start a food bank, is the perfect opportunity time to get one started before they close, and you'll never even know what it feels like to be able to go and get a truckload. This lady that we get food from today, Black Rose Garden, she gets the food banks from 8 different food banks. She said out of those 8, 6 of them only going to open back up. Okay?
Wow.
So where is the excess food going to go? You know what I'm saying? That's stuff that people, you know, the elderly, we serve the elderly in my apartment complex in this area where I do the free food program is mostly elderly people in my building. So where are they going to get money to help make ends meet or get food and resources to, you know, because they're not giving these people but $20 a month in food stamps. I've seen it. Some of these elders in here, they have to get up and drag bags of groceries or bags from the up the street or around the corner somewhere from a food bank when we could provide services happening right here on their premise. You understand what I'm saying? Any little bit help, y'all.
That's right.
Any little bit help. So that's my update on the food program, but there are programs shutting their doors and will not return this year. So please get out there and get with us, get with me, and let's see what area you live in. If you want to start a free food program, we can write you up a letter with the new Black Panther Party on it. All you got to do is tell the people what you're trying to do, and they will donate boxes of food to you. I choose not to do the whole thing. I'm here. We're here, you know, because we got people in the community that are already doing the work. Get with the people in the community that are already doing the work and just be distributors and help them to not waste food and not miss one person. Not one person deserves to be hungry in this country. Not when you know where to go get free food at. Not when you know that there are people out here starving. Black power.
Black power.
So now we're going directly to Africa to pick up our brother. Alfred C. Say, if you're there, Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Yeah, I am here. Yeah, that's my chairman. Komijani, what you say concerning your email, you have to text it to me so I will get in contact with you. Do that. Just give me a text of it. Of course, I have your number. I will message you. Send it for me. And again, I'm saying here is that, Chairman, I post something about the registration and the office space that we have. For us to start any project here, I think if there's a way for us to get an office space, I think that would be nicer. I was discussing this with our Chief Justice Melo Desire. We get a conclusion of having a discussion today. I have to call her and I have to go to the place. The landlord own the office space for it to talk together, because the office space is very important for us to carry on the Panther activities. Now, if we want to keep meeting, we are finding it difficult for us to meet and discuss to push the activities of the Panther to the community. We don't have a specific place, and my own place is not that accommodative for to accept 50 people or 40 people for us to keep meeting. So we are undergoing something like a toughing on this. I don't know if any comments who have anything to us, what I've just said concerning the office space and the registration of the MPPP officially in Africa here, to be precise earlier. So the boy is over there. National Chairman, are you there?
I'm right here with you, sir. Let's see. We will be in team up
with you and your comrades and the great recruitment efforts that you have initiated, that you are participating in. And we're very happy. We're very pleased with the progress being made in Sierra Leone chapter. And we hope to do much more to open the way. Almighty God is saying that whoever you see has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does a good gesture, it will not go unrewarded. So you will get a reward in this life and a reward in the hereafter for participating with this group, with definitely the right group, an excellent group indeed, and getting out of the way, things like moral character, all of that being eroded away. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. So unless there are any other comments, we're going to take it to our man that says it best. I'm looking down the line one more time. We got Cornelius. Looks like he joined us. If we can pick him up. Brother Cornelius Don, I believe you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power. Hey, I'm so sorry for the delay. Today was kind of chaotic. I was shooting some new project, but God is good. He is continuously placing us in the right areas with the right people, and fortunately, we came across new people today that are very excited about assisting in getting this KRE coin and the exchange moving forward. With that being said, I don't know where we're at. I'm open for questions. I'm here to say Black Power. Let's keep the power and let's continue to empower all of those people who are focused on the betterment of humanity.
Right on. Thank you, Cornelius.
Yes.
Black Power.
We're happy you joined us today. You're never too late on Black Power Radio. We leave the light on for you here at Black Power Radio. One of our jobs. And we are capable. We are able-minded, able-bodied, and I'm just here to bear witness. We are able. God has made us, divinely prepared us to be able to deliver whatever we have to deliver, but especially when it comes to our freedom, justice, and equality questions, then that's mostly what we're prepared to do, and deliver that into the hands of black people where we can benefit from that. All praises are due to Allah. You know?
Right.
Amen.
That's real good.
Amen.
About the commission coming out of there. And,
thank
we'll
you,
ma'am.
Thank you, Dr.
Romano. Your coin, helping you recruit these youngsters. And you got recruitment going on in Los Angeles, in Texas, D.C., New York, and Atlanta so far. And I might as well include East St. Louis and the St. Louis area, Chicago. But there's recruitment in several centers where you can tune in no matter where you're going across the country or where you plan to tune in. You can find some Panther work going on right there. We're getting high visibility in these spots, and recruitment is going up off the chain, and we just want to keep it up, you know, the way we go here at Black Power Radio.
Right.
Stand up.
I wanted to just mention earlier for Brother Alfred, the office space that is recruiting right now is a total cost, I believe, of $1,500. So this is why we, Department of Finance, and we need to come together straight away. The price for the container to ship to actually have the office space purchased, because it is a time constraint. And I believe that's what Brother Chairman Alfred Cisse was expressing. So this is just something we want to put on the table, that the office space in Sierra Leone to start the New Black Panther Party programs there is first and foremost. Okay, so that is a direct message, and see what we can come up with before the next 30 days are over. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, did y'all get those quotes that I sent out for the containers?
Yes.
I sent everybody shipping containers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The shipper container is about $7,000. We sent it into Senegal and something to Gambia and to Ghana before. This is my first shipment to the Sierra Leone. But we found that Michael Roberts, as well as myself, we have a connection to Sierra Leone that our ancestors, that we have at least our ancestors, that is original ancestors in our bloodline that is from Sierra Leone. So we feel very much at home working with Brother Alfred and others, and our Brother Kimmy Seba of France, Gambia, and we have our Brother Hewitt P. Rose of London, and there are many others that Africans that have joined the fight. We're fighting the right fight, brothers and sisters. We can't reiterate enough. We can't say it enough. This is the right fight and the right time for the fight. So as you're timing together and your fight game together, then we're going to defeat the opposition. So what we're doing right here at Black Power Radio is claiming the victory over our vicious enemies and over the opposition, namely the white man. Some don't want to talk about the goddamn white man. But this is something that is a necessity, a key component of the black revolution as revealed to us by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And he knew a lot more about freedom fighting than everybody that I've met on 196,940,000 square miles, meaning the whole planet Earth. That's just where we are. With that said, y'all said, anybody else had a, what say ye, anybody? Here we go. You know,
wait a minute.
We'll give you more radio for. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Don't forget about your the International Kwanzaa Festival on the 30th in Angola with Brother Alpha Kwabo. Yeah, I got to get all the detailed information, but you will be speaking on the 31st for the International Kwanzaa Festival. It'll be broadcast live out of Angola, the Congo.
Oh, yeah.
With Brother Alpha Kwabo in the Radio Diamond. So he haven't given me the rest of the details yet, so but be looking out for that on the 31st. We'll be posting it.
Yes,
sir. All right.
Mark your calendars, y'all. Mark your calendars for December 31st. That's the day before we get rid of the old calendar. We'll be speaking on a virtual now. We'll be on a virtual television on the WhatsApp and the What's Not and the Zoom, the Loom, and the Gloom. We'll be giving a talk. So y'all don't know Pappy should miss that. When you're national chairman speaking, everybody has to show up. So we don't accept no excuses, no lame-brained idealism. We only deal with trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, and we're brave, thrifty, clean, and we're damn sure reverent. So keep it strong, focus. Brother and sister, we love you so much. Was there anybody else in here? Anybody see my mule? Beat my mule Monday morning. Okay, here we go. With all that we have said tonight and all we are capable of saying, right, we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has actually said it best. And whatever you do, wherever you go, make sure you tune in to Black Power Radio.
He gave us everything. tell you, brother, don't go and talk about my father.
Now we got it, what we gonna do? Open know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations, and so you are. She and Mrs. Jones. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on.
many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Yeah.
Power brothers and sisters. Black military will black that call. Assalamu alaikum. Take a look at Akbar.